As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, April the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, lots of that today, hard facts, that too. Workable solutions, when we can find them, where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you are certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. A big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live on broadcasting. Become vocal local to their local listening audiences. Thank you, gentlemen, for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at the webpage, becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals consolidate on safe haven appeal. Equities, crude, and dollar fall. We'll talk about that in a moment. Fraud, scarcity, environment, pollution, foreign direct investment, hoo, woo, and zoo. All in the news basket today. Communist manifesto, communism in America, protocols, and the Shabtai's V, labor Zionism. We'll talk about all that today, too, as we continue this idea of packing Uncle Sam's trunk, visualizing greater and greater freedom and less tyranny ahead. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the morning and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for today, Tuesday. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $4.40 at $1,491.50 an ounce. Oh, I love that sound. It just sounds so good to me. Silver off 34 cents at $43.04, hanging on above that 43 dollar mark. Platinum flat, apparently, at $1,779. Palladium up a buck at $734. It's all spot market prices there, folks. You won't be able to put your hands on any of these metals for that kind of money, but it gives you some kind of an idea of the ballpark you'll be playing in. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,486.90 an ounce for a low, $1,499.40 for a high. Already this morning, just 60 cents off that $1,500 peg. Wow. Looking forward to that. But at $1,491.50, your gold is up year-to-year $354.80. And I'll tell you what, there was a time when people resisted buying gold at $354.80. But year-to-year, that's up 31.21%. Yes, we're above 30% return on your investment again in gold. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Much, much more to come today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the Oracle Broadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of all of those of our AM and FM affiliate stations that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break. Let's go back through our market report again, giving you the good news out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, gold was trading off $4.40 in early trading at $1,491.50 an ounce. Silver off 34 cents at $43.04 an ounce. Platinum flat on early trading at $1,779. And palladium up a buck at $734 an ounce. $1,491.50. Gold this morning is up $354.80 year to year for a 31.21% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, that would be the LBMA, LBMA.org, set the price of gold, fixed the price fixtures that they are, ran up their little flags, dinged the bell, set the price of gold at $1,495. It began trading below that. We'll see if it comes back up again. Will we go over $1,500 a day? All it's going to take is a little bit of a push, and we'll be there. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They claim to be holding $1,231.16 metric tons, certainly not dollars, metric tons, no small amount there, in their electronic treasure chest valued at these bullion prices at $59.1 billion. I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but all it took was one day to make $1 billion for the boys of the SPDR gold shares. When you start to move the bullion prices around and you're holding millions and millions of ounces, well, you get the idea. They made $1 billion yesterday. Bingo, bango. Wow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday off 140 at 12,202. The NASDAQ closed down 29 at 2735, and the S&P 500 closed down 15. There's nothing but red ink there at 1,305. Crude oil this morning also down off $1.24. That's good news for us at $105.88 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered at the Cushing Hub. That's still not really good news. Way too much for crude oil. The U.S. dollar index this morning also in decline. I guess they didn't like the way Moody's were slapping the stock market, the U.S. dollar around, so things happened yesterday. I wouldn't get too concerned about it. Just hang on to your hat, invest in gold and silver coins, and just sit back and enjoy the ride. The USDX down 28 basis points at 75.23, of course. The reverse happens in the foreign exchange rates. Every time the U.S. dollar goes down, the foreign exchange rates goes up. We find that this morning, even though little Timmy's Geithner's basket of currencies is weakening, our little North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies is strengthening. The Canadian loonie up 69 basis points, with the Canadian dollar exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.04. The Mexican peso up 49 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 9 cents apiece. Your multiplier there is 11.7116 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos, 9 cents a pop, going fast this morning. The euro up 31 basis points. It was talking about, oh, God, the euro is just collapsing. Well, it doesn't look that way to me. Anyway, it's exchanging against the U.S. dollar this morning at $1.43. The British pound off 2 basis points at $1.63. And the Swiss franc, that venerable Swiss franc, the only one of our basket of currencies that goes down 24 basis points at $1.11, still well above parity with the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the U.S. treasuries are bonded in deadness, and boy, doesn't little Timmy like it when he goes to talk to Mr. Finance and Big Ben swings in there and picks up some more debt. Yeah, he likes to buy debt. Anyway, the two-year bonded indebtedness this morning, the yield on the 2 years are 0.66. The benchmark 10-year is yielding 3.37, and Big Ben will pay your interest at 4.45% on 30-year bonds. Anyway, the mortgage market this morning, 15-year mortgage market, the fixed rate 15-year mortgage moves up from 3.99% a month ago to 4.02 this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.75 to 4.82. Your prime rate is at 3.25% and holding. And the gold and silver ratio, 34.66 ounces of silver. I'll pick you up and bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go over the Econoday calendar this morning. Yesterday, the housing market index came out. We'll talk about that. Not much else happened yesterday. Today, the ICSC Goldman store sales is out. Housing starts are out and the Red Book's out. So let's just go right to that and talk about some of those right here. Your ICSC Goldman store sales, the approach of Easter helped give retailers a lift. So I guess everybody went out there and bought their chocolate bunnies, all their little love spheres or whatever they're calling them this year, little. They used to call them Easter eggs. I don't know. None of their love spheres or spring spheres or Springsteens or just Lincolns, I guess. Anyway, according to ICSC Goldman's same-store sales tally, that rose 0.3% in the April 16th week for an in-trend year-on-year rate of plus 3.0%. Redbook is up next at 8:55 p.m. or a.m. Anyway, it doesn't look too good. Not much going on there. Buy your Easter baskets, I guess. That's going to bail us out. Here's another one. The housing market index, in another step backward. This is yesterday's news. In another step backward for the housing and construction outlook, home builders report a sharp decline this month in sales 6 months out, together with a small decline in current sales. So they're building them, but they can't sell them, all right? And they ain't building that many of them. The component index fell 1 point to 16. A special disappointment given that the 17 reading in March was nearly a one-year high and pointed to the possibility of building momentum. Well, they lost that momentum. Housing starts for March will be posted tomorrow morning, and it is tomorrow morning, so let's find out about that. Housing starts. Housing construction may be returning to normalcy, they say, after recently volatile winter months. Wow. I wonder how long they had to work on that sentence. Starts are up, but still at depressed paces. Well, you know that housing starts are still going to be at a depressed pace. We talked about that months ago. All right, if you're not getting building permits issued, if you don't have people lining up, you know, to get building permits, well, you know, down the road, you're not going to be building any houses. We talked about it in the winter, and here it is in the spring, and yeah, nobody's building houses. Housing starts in March rebounded 7.2% following a monthly 18.5% drop in February. Put the two together, it's a 12% drop. The March annualized pace of 0.549 million units came in higher than analysts estimated for 0.525 million units, half a million units, 500,000. They're foreclosing more than that every month. And is down 13.4% on a year-ago basis. The improvement in March was led by a monthly 7.7% boost in single-family starts, following an 8.8% decrease in February. So they're up one at the best, if the numbers are reliable. The multifamily component made a 5.8% partial comeback after plunging 39.4% in February. Overall starts for February were revised upwards to 0.512 million units, annualized from the original estimate at 0.479 million. By region, the rebound in starts was led by a 32.3% jump in the Midwest, out here in flyover country, also improving. It takes us longer to figure things out, you know. People kind of hang on to those trends a little longer than they ought. Also improving were the West, up 27.6%, and the Northeast, up 5.4%. The South slipped 3.3%. So there's your housing starts. Not at all a rosy picture. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So if you think that the little fertility bunny is going to bail us out on this one, don't take it too seriously. Anyway, here we go. This out of the Red Book. So it reads this way off the Connerty. Both Red Book and the ICSC Goldman are reporting solid strength for store sales. But Red Book, unlike the ICSC Goldman, is showing sharp week-to-week swings related to Easter. We could call it Ishtar. And a year ago, comparison shifts. Red Book reports an extremely strong plus 5.1% year-on-year gain for the April 16th week. I mean, it is, you know, face it, folks. Those little Easter bunnies, they're so hard to resist. I always like to chew the eggs, the ears off those little chocolate guys. I just rip right into them and go right for the ears. That's my favorite. And then I get their nose. But, you know, that's kind of my makeup anyway. The gain follows a plus 4.7% reading in the prior week and a very thin 0.5% gain in the week before that. A look at four-week averages shows the Red Book slightly ahead of the ICSC Goldman at a plus 3.2%. Red Book offers a month-to-month comparison, which strengthened two-tenths to plus 1.1% for positive indication for the Commerce Department's ex-auto, ex-gas readings, and so on and so forth. Well, you want to believe all that stuff, you're certainly welcome to do so. But let's go into this one. Start out with a little bit of fraud here. Phil Milford writing this for Bloomberg. Three European asset management firms are accused, including Bank of AmeriCorp, J.P. Morgan Chase, and HSBC Holdings, Barclays Bank PLC, Citibank, and Credit Suisse Group, of conspiring to manipulate the London Interbank Offered Rate. That would be the LIBOR. This morning, the one-month LIBOR is 0.27%, and the three-month is 0.27%. But what is it? What is this LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate? Why do we need to know? Why should we care? The bank sold LIBOR-based futures, options, swaps, and derivative instruments at, quote, artificial prices that defendants caused, close quote, harming investors. All right? Artificial prices that the defendants caused, harming investors. FTC Capital GmbH of Vienna, FTC Futures Fund of Luxembourg, FTC Futures Fund PCC Limited of Gibraltar said in an April 15th complaint. All right, so they're peeing and moaning and they're going to court. From 2006 to 2009, the banks, quote, collectively agreed to artificially suppress the LIBOR rate. I mean, they steal from themselves. My God, these people have just no class at all right? So they're in there stealing from each other. Man, if their lips are moving, they're lying, and when they're silent, they're stealing. And in early 2008, quote, during the most significant financial crisis since the Great Depression, close quote, the rate remained steady when it should have increased significantly, the funds contend. A person close to an investigation on possible LIBOR manipulation said last month that regulators in the U.S. and the U.K. were cooperating in the probe. They're probing it deeply. The U.S. Justice Department, Securities and Exchange Commission, and Commodity Futures Trading Commission are investigating with the U.K.'s Financial Services Authority, according to two people familiar with developments. Well, you know, it's okay, you know, it's okay to steal from the goyim, but you're not supposed to steal from each other. You know, that's what put Bernie Madoff in the can. Anyway, they're doing it. LIBOR is the rate of interest at which banks borrow funds from other banks in the London interbank market. It is used internationally as a short-term benchmark. Quote, we believe the suit is without merit, close quote, said Danielle Romero Epsilos, a spokeswoman for Citigroup. Well, there's much more to that story. China's in the news today. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. got an email over the overnight, and an IM message on the side here, I guess the way you're supposed to say it, from Hal. He brought me some information. Hal Anthony, you know, his broadcast is on Sundays, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, behind the woodshed. A little bit more backstory on this Chinese food shortage, but here's the article. China crops in shortest supply as vanishing farms spur rising food futures. Now, go back to the Great Depression before the Dust Bowl and all that, and remember that originally in this country, you know, until the Industrial Revolution really took off and ran, about 90% of us lived on farms. Only about 10% of us crowded into the cities and worked at the spinning mills, all right? But that all changed. And it's changing now in China. Here's the article, Bloomberg News, writing this, new news. Across the road from Zhao Yanyi's wheat field in China's Shandong province, Chongqi Group is expanding a rail car factory. It's like the old Pullman car story. We heard about that. Gustavus Myers. On what used to be 227 hectares of farms. I haven't really been able to wrap my mind around what a hectare is. Whatever the hectare it is, it is. Nearby Geely Automotive Holdings, making sedans on an 87-hectare site that 4 years ago was covered by crops. So it went from crops to sedans. Wow. It's not the Sudan, it's a sedan, like a Volkswagen sedan. The factories were sprawling from Jinan City, 220 miles south of Beijing, or Beijing, depends on how you look at it, put Zhao on the front lines of a clash between a policy of food self-sufficiency, boy, that's ridiculous, and industrial growth that made China the world's second biggest economy. Industrialization is winning. Dude, doesn't it always? Yeah, it does. Signaling prices for crops like wheat and corn will rise as China is increasingly unable to feed itself and vies for supplies on the global market. Right, they're going to be looking for corn. They're going to be getting their corn and wheat from someplace else. This year, maybe next, they'll develop my field, Zhao 63 explains as he stands beneath a China Mobile LTD cell phone tower on the edge of the land he's tended all his life. You think it's great over there in China? It's not. Standing by a cell phone tower on the edge of his wheat field. Probably glows in the dark. The local government will buy his land, paying compensation through an annual allowance of $276 per mu. I don't know what a mu is, which amounts to about 2,700 yuan for each person in the village, and then they'll all go to sleep. China's farmland shrank by 8.3 million hectares, or 20.6 million acres. It shrunk. It did. People watched it. Made an awful sound, too. In the past 12 years, Premier Wen Jiabo's top agricultural advisor, Chen Ziwen, told reporters on March the 24th, land under cultivation has already fallen, almost to the government's 120 million hectare limit after being consumed by apartments and factories and desertification and a forestation campaign. Forestation campaign? Wait a minute. You mean they're planting trees on wheat and corn land? Wow. And drought has also hit the country's main wheat-growing region. China's increased demand for agricultural commodities will mean an increase in prices for the entire world market, said David Stroud, chief executive officer of New York-based hedge fund TS Capital Partners. Quote, China can outlast any other bidders for the commodities it desires. So just watch as corn and dog food and everything else made out of corn goes up. Here's another one. Zhu, if Wen didn't say it, how did? But now Zhu's going to respond. Zhu says 3 trillion China reserves have risen beyond the reasonable level. We don't know what a reasonable level is, but they've risen well beyond that. Bloomberg News writing this, China's foreign exchange reserves have exceeded a, quote, reasonable level, and the management and diversification of the holdings should be improved, central bank governor Zhu Yaqian said. Increases in the holdings, which topped 3 trillion in March, putting pressure on the central bank operations to withdraw money from the financial system, Zhu said after a speech at the Xinzhou University in Beijing late yesterday. Zhu spoke of the need to reduce an excessive accumulation of reserves, using a Chinese word that could refer either to existing holdings or the pace of the buildup, and we're still not sure what he said. We're going to get somebody to figure it out. Got to get all those little pictograms squared away. That's a hard language to learn. I wouldn't want to try it. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this unusual article here out of off the Bloomberg website. You know, where we're all developing an appetite here for Chinese food, family styles. We go through this article. Unfortunately, this time of morning, it's a little early for having somebody deliver some egg rolls. But anyway, I'm kind of thinking about it. Man, I'm really starting to get hungry now. Drooling. Foreign exchange reserves have exceeded the reasonable levels that we actually need, Zhu said. The rapid increase in reserves may have led to excessive liquidity and has exerted significant sterilization pressure. If the government doesn't strike the right balance with its policies, the built-up could cause big risks, he said. Everybody's looking at, everybody's looking at China. They got a lot of trouble over there. They're trying to do the best they can. They are kicking butt just about on everybody. They are the world's second biggest economy, and they grew 9.7% in the first quarter from a year earlier, even though I think that they're really trumping the U.S., but we'll see. We'll see. Here's a little bit more insanity from the communist basket. Fidel Castro says he won't be part of the Communist Party's Central Committee. That's right, Fidel. He's still around? Wow, prop him up. Put him in the corner. Anyway, but Jen Zarek Gould and Andrew J. Barton collaboratively writing this for Bloomberg New News. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro said he had resigned from the Communist Party's leadership and called on a new generation of leaders to change the island's economy as officials gathered to debate ways to revive growth. Wow, that's a nicely constructed sentence. Quote, Raul knew that at this time I wouldn't accept any role in the party, close quote, Castro wrote in a column published on Cuba Debate, a state-run website. That's right, Cuba Debate. Man, maybe it's CubaDebate.com, I don't know. Castro began transferring control to his brother Raul in July of 2006 when he underwent an intestinal surgery and officially stepped down as president in 2008. In an earlier column posted on the same website, Castro said new leaders are well prepared intellectually for a task that would be more difficult than the challenges faced by his generation when they took power in 1959. So we're talking about Mubarak. We're talking about Gaddafi. What about Castro's? Wow. Castro said 1959. I was 7 years old. Wow. Castro said he wrote the comments after listening to debates during a Communist Party summit that started April the 16th. Communism dead? You better guess again. There's no margin for error in this moment in human history, Castro, who's 84, said in the first column. The new generation is being called upon to rectify and change without hesitation everything that should be rectified and changed. Well, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Being called upon to rectify and change without hesitation everything that should be rectified and changed. Don't dare touch nothing else, right? If it doesn't need rectifying and changing it, don't change it. Don't fix it if it ain't broken. Cucinelli's got something to say here. Let's find out what he's saying. Ken Cucinelli, the Virginia attorney challenging, that's attorney general challenging Barry the Usurper's health care overhaul, said he is quick to agree that his request for fast-track review by the U.S. Supreme Court is a long shot. Right? This is by Greg Storr, Bloomberg, yesterday. It is, Cucinelli said. Quote, but there's so much money at stake for the state and for the private sector. There's so much uncertainty produced in the economy because of this legislation that it was worth the ask. What's he doing? Well, he's going hat in hand to the U.S. Supreme Court. He's asking for a decision up front, you know, in advance and all that. Cucinelli's bid, which asks the justices to consider the law's constitutionality without waiting for an appeals court to rule, marks the first time a state challenge to the law has reached the nation's highest court. The justices may act on the request as early as today. Now, of course, this was on the 17th. Today's the 19th, so this is almost old news. We didn't hear anything about it. Have you? Virginia is one of 27 states suing to overturn the law, contending that Congress overstepped its authority by requiring Americans to either obtain insurance or pay a penalty. Four federal courts, appeal courts, are poised to consider the issue in the coming months, and advocates on both sides of the issue say the Supreme Court review is likely, just not necessarily now. So whether Ken gets his wishes or not, we'll have to wait and see. Here's another piece of legal news. The White House joins the AEP to fight climate lawsuits with the EPA off its dock. So we got the AEP and the EPA just to really confuse the issue. And this by Greg Storr, yesterday's news. In 2004, eight states decided that they wouldn't wait for George W. Bush, the shrub, to take steps against climate change. I mean, he was really our man on this one. During the Bush administration, Agenda 21 pretty well went to the back seat. Everything had to go underground. But boy, it's right up front and center now under the usurper's administration. But they sued to force five power companies to cut power plant emissions. The usurper's administration today will urge the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out the suit, arguing alongside American Electric Power Company, Xcel Energy, Duke Energy Corp., and Southern Company. The administration contends the Environmental Protection Agency is already taking steps against climate change. So they want to throw the suit out and bury the usurper's climate on board. In some respects, the case has already achieved its objective, said Patrick Parentow, a professor who specializes in climate change law at the Vermont Law School. Boy, wouldn't you want to sit in his class and figure out what kind of law he teaches. Quote, the whole point of filing this case back in the Bush administration, be the shrub, was to get EPA off its duff to regulate greenhouse gases from coal-fired power plants, and they are. on the one hand, we're beating the hell out of the nuclear energy industry. On the other hand, we're beating the hell out of the coal-fired power plants. I guess one of these days they're just going to pass out candles and fans, hand fans, when you get your swipe card for your groceries. The states, now numbering six, including New York and California, aim to keep the suit alive. They say the EPA still hasn't taken action to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from the plants that are the subject of the suit. Okay, so California and New York are the evil demons here. Quote, this case is all about the contribution of these five companies to the problem of global warming. And EPA is not addressing that contribution at all. Then Matthew Parwa, a lawyer representing three land trusts that also sued the power companies, the suits also named the TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, the government-owned corporation that has 59 coal-burning units, keeping houses warm in the wintertime and cool in the summer, and the lights on year-round. These guys are stuck on stupid. Trade groups representing automakers, oil companies, farmers, mining companies, chemical companies, and manufacturers all urge the rejection of the suits. And why wouldn't they at a time when we're down on our luck, short on jobs, short on money? In some cases, saying their members might face similar claims. DuPont and oil companies led by Chevron USA also filed a brief backing the power companies. Not exactly good news, but what the heck, take what we can get. Quote, the case will determine whether American energy policy, and to a great extent economic policy, is determined by juries in the context of the climate change tort lawsuits, as opposed to the people's elected representative, said Peter Glazer, a Washington lawyer who filed a brief on behalf of the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Mining Association. Case marks the Supreme Court's second foray into the debate over climate change. In the 2007 case, decided 5-4, the court ordered the EPA to consider regulating greenhouse gas emissions, and then they go on. They're trying to use a nuisance argument, but really that's pretty weak. Here's Greece. You know, not that kind of Greece, this kind of Greece. Greece, default drive risk, reviving contagion as bonds plunge. We got to keep our eyes on Greece, all right? He's trying to buy up all of the relics over there and buy the islands and stuff. But these people really don't need a bailout. They've got tons of oil. They just need to have access to it, and they'd be able to join the rest of the world in having plenty of money. And European investors and politicians prodding Greece to restructure its debt may end up wishing they hadn't. Right? Talk of restructuring, spurred by Germany, risk reigniting Europe's debt crisis, enveloping Spain. Now, that would be a tough one. That's a whole different story. Much, much more debt going on over there. Spain, just weeks after European leaders said bailouts of Greece, Ireland, Portugal, and ended the contagion. And this is, these are the pigs. Under a Greek default, Europe's financial system would strain as banks in and outside of Greece and holders of Greek bonds, such as the European Central Bank and domestic pension funds, tally losses. Anyway, they ought to just go ahead and default on it and walk away from the debt. Repudiate the debt, that's my suggestion. By restructuring Greek debt, you may also precipitate a crisis in Spain. At that point, it doesn't matter how much you've saved by restructuring Greece, the fallout from Spain would be much greater, and I agree with that completely. The issue comes back to not knowing the ultimate cause. Speculation about German officials that Greece may run out of alternatives to restructuring underscores their reluctance to spend more on bailouts while ignoring precedent. Well, there's a lot to that. The black nobility of Europe is all over that issue. State Street operating income rises with markets to $439 million by Christopher Condon. Yeah, State Street Global Advisors, Barclays, can you say Rothschild? We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And blowing through the news and rolling your calls, folks, if you'd like to weigh in on any of these topics we're discussing with more or some other kind of news article on your mind, let me know. It's 866-841-1065. Let's jump on the phone basket and run out to Idaho and say good morning to Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. I heard you talking about history, and I had an aha moment this morning pertaining to history, and so I thought I'd call and share it.
All right.
What's the deal with China? Well, in about 1896 or somewhere thereabouts, Britain signed an agreement with China to lease the island of Hong Kong, that whole 400 square mile area.
Oh, yes.
Well, that time period was up in 1997.
I remember.
So they started negotiations for the handover because China wanted to take Hong Kong back. In 1984, they started negotiations, and they ended up signing an agreement. It's called the Sino-British Joint Declaration, and it, you know, lays out the terms for the handover, okay, which should really have had nothing to do with the United States, But Mitch McConnell, you know, and you all know Mitch McConnell is the majority leader of the House, or no, the Senate, and he has a hissing wife that I call Chairman Chow. In 1992, he sponsored and got passed legislation called the Hong Kong, United States Hong Kong Policy Act of 1992. Okay? What this agreement called for was for, or this legislation, is that the United States would continue to treat Hong Kong as they had before the handover. So they treated Hong Kong as if it was an independent part of China, even though it in fact wasn't. And in the history that I've been reading this morning, China just fired Hong Kong's entire government and replaced them with all communist Chinese.
Right.
Okay, now Hong Kong was the international financial center, and they were the place where all of the manufacturing was done through.
Yes.
So when we signed this agreement to treat Hong Kong the same as it was after the turnover as before the turnover, they were effectively making communist China, bringing it into the world system, you know. And if you remember, I remembered this, that the people that were living in Hong Kong, they that were Chinese, they were British citizens. Britain granted British citizenship to the people in the colonies that cooperated with British rule.
And if my memory serves me right, there were quite a few people that came from Hong Kong to the U.S. and elsewhere into Europe at the time that conversion was made, too, because they did not want to come under communist rule.
Right. Okay. Now, in 1990, the Immigration Act of 1990, remember, that's when they set up the EB-5 visa program where people could buy citizenship in the United States. That was signed by George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right.
Same president as in, you know, 1992 when Mitch McConnell put this thing through. So what I'm saying is that, given all of my other research, I'm accusing our government of human trafficking. You know?
At least aiding and abetting. Think of all of the human trafficking that's coming out of Iraq, Afghanistan, now coming out of Libya, out of Egypt. You know, as we get involved with this, war, useless and senseless wars in all these places, we drive the migrants into our own arms, you know. So, and the same out of Vietnam, North and South Vietnam, again, out of Hong Kong, other places like that. Yes, I would say that they're aiding and abetting.
Well, you remember the debate when that was going on about British citizenship. Britain couldn't handle all of the Chinese that wanted to move to Britain that had a right to move there because of their British citizenship. And so I suspect you remember that George Herbert Walker Bush was knighted by the Queen for his service, and that was probably it. We were bailing out Britain. But, you know, when you're selling citizenship, when your country is selling citizenship for $500,000 or $1 million a pop, you set up a what we would call a moral hazard. You know, I hate that politically correct language. But obviously, you know, it doesn't take much of a stretch of imagination for the to think that the Customs and Border Patrol people who are being asked to help filter in these people, might not want to get a cut of the action since it's all so dirty and corrupt anyway.
Exactly, exactly. Well, that's a very interesting history lesson there. You know, we sometimes tend to overlook these very fundamental tipping points, but, you know, when we opened the door to China and created favored state trading status with them, this idea here, this expression with Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, HSBC Bank, we hear about them all the time. You know, all of these things work together to put China on the roadmap for their opportunity to be in the sun in the 21st century. So, you know, all of these things work together. I don't know whether they work together for the good. Certainly they are working together for China and all of the people in the black nobility of Europe that financed it. But I can't say that it's working too well for the United States right now.
Not at all. Not at all. And I just want to say, for the record, I'm not suicidal. So, you know, when I figure these things out, I like to share them with as many people as possible. And so, for the record, I've shared it, and I'm sharing it far and wide.
And you can always go up and look at the website, folks. It's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Always enjoy your perspective and your research, Vicki, and look forward to talking with you again in the near future. And please avoid the hemp rope.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's Vicki Davis. Always a good call from Vicki. I sure enjoy her her perspective and her research. You can find it at www.channelingreality.com. Well, we're just about out of news here. A couple more articles in the browser to look at. And then we'll come back in the other hour, in the next hour, second hour. We're going to go into some various and sundry readings. I've got Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, The Communist Manifesto, here on my desk. Shabtai Zvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust, the Protocols of the Wise and Learned Elders of Zion. Yeah, it'll be like that in the second hour. So do stay tuned for that. Americans shun the cheapest homes in 40 years as owning loses appeal. So we go through this whole process with the foreclosure gate, the fraud, and what's going on? We're trying to get people to turn their backs on the concept of private property ownership. We cannot embrace sustainable development. We cannot embrace the United Nations global initiatives and ICLEI if we still have these stubborn Americans that actually think they own property. We know better, but, you know, ostensibly, most people don't. They still think they own their houses. They dutifully pay their taxes, just like Barry and Michelle. But anyway... As long as you continue to pay your property taxes, you know, you're really not owning the property. But it's too big of a discussion. But the idea here in this article is that Victoria Pauly signed a one-year lease last week to stay in a rental home in Fair Oaks, California. She'd considered buying in the area where property prices have slumped 57% since a peak in 2005. In the end, she, however, decided it wasn't worth it. She knows people who have watched their home values get cut in half. And she says, I know people who are losing their homes. It's part of the American dream to want to own your own home. And I used to feel that way, but now I tell myself, be careful what you wish for. And that's right. Be careful what you wish for. You might get your wish and be sorry for it. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something, seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. It's a little bit more news here to close it out for this morning. Bernanke may sustain the stimulus to avoid the cold turkey and the aid. Yeah, he ain't going to go cold turkey. Money junkie that he is, as some other hosts say. Scott Landman, new news from Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, says he may keep reinvesting maturing debt into treasuries to maintain record stimulus even after making good on a pledge to complete the $600 billion in bond purchases by the end of June. So even though they said, oh, no, QE1, QE2, that was enough for us. Now they'll just continue to buy the debt. The Fed's chief top two lieutenant said this month, the economy and inflation are too weak to warrant the start of a monetary policy reversal. It's too weak, folks. It's too weak. It's on the ropes. It's dying. It's on the mat. Investors and economists, counting down, including David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds, see that as a signal that the Fed will keep its balance sheets at the current levels by replacing about $17 billion a month in maturing mortgage with debt with treasuries. Maturing mortgage debt with treasuries. Replacing $17 billion a month. Wow. Ending the reinvestment policy and the $600 billion program at the same time would be like quitting stimulus cold turkey. Stimulus. Kind of like a cattle prod in the orifice, isn't it? Said Kelly, who is based in New York and helps oversee $400 billion as the chief market strategist at J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan owns this country, unfortunately. Quote, it makes sense to reinvest for a while, he said. Then they could watch how bond yields react to that. Yields on the 10-year treasuries declined to 2.49% from 2.76% in the 2 weeks following the Fed's auction on August the 10th. Decision on August the 10th to begin reinvesting payments on assets purchased during the first round of bond buying from December of 2008 till March of 2010. An end to the reinvestment policy should be seen by investors as the first step in a tightening of credit by the Fed. And then it goes on and on and on. You'll find all these articles up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Builders probably broke ground on more U.S. homes in March. Bob Willis writing, like his articles for Bloomberg, probably, underline that, key, unexpectedly, probably, experts say, a gain in housing starts in March probably failed to make up for ground lost the prior month as U.S. home builders continued to struggle almost 2 years into the economic recovery, economists said before a report today. Work began on 520,000 houses at an annual pace up 8.6% from the prior month, according to the median estimates of 77 economists surveyed. Work began. Work begins when you turn a shovel worth of dirt, you know. Housing, which pushed the economy into recession, remains the weak link in the recovery and continues to weigh on consumer spending as home prices fall. The prospect of more foreclosures and joblessness forecast to an average 8.7% this year means any recovery in housing may take time to develop. All right. Once again, back to this article, Americans shun the cheapest homes in 40 years as owning loses appeal. The most affordable real estate in a generation is failing to lure buyers as Americans like Polly sour on the idea of home ownership. At the end of 2010, the fourth year of the housing collapse, the share of people who said a home was a safe investment dropped to 64% from 70% in the first quarter. The December figure was the lowest in a survey that goes back to 2003 when it was 83%. Of course, the first plank of the Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property. I say they're getting their message through real clear. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, this is our Tuesday, April the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now starting our second hour of this morning's broadcast. Let's go back to the telephones. Your calls are welcome, folks, at 866-841-1065. Let's talk to David in Massachusetts. Good morning, David.
Oh, hi. Hey, I just called to listen, but, well, could you give me the that number that Mike Chambers advertises that has the... with the access code. Do you have that number?
No, I don't have an the access code number handy at all, and I don't know where that is shown on the web page, but you go ahead and keep listening, David. You're fine right where you're at. You can stay right on the line, and I'll just remember that you're listening, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we'll put him back on mute. David can continue to listen. You know, you could take this Communist Manifesto and, you know, really reduce it down into some very summary type of statements. We find these in the Citizens' Rule Book, The Palladium of Liberty. This by the Witten Publishers. It's one of these little booklets that I've given away thousands of in the southwest Missouri area. But it says a summary here of the Communist Manifesto. Number one, the abolition of private property. So we saw that in this article we just shared with you. Two, a heavy and progressive income tax. And as we go through these quickly, just think about how this is working in your life. I mean, are you a practicing communist? Do you go along with any of these? Are you living these out in your life? The abolition of private property, the heavy progressive income tax. You know, Barry and Michelle, you know, they just stepped up to the plate for their heavy and progressive share of the income tax. The abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all emigrants and rebels, a central bank, government control of communication and transportation, government ownership of factories and agriculture, government control of labor, corporate farms, regional planning, government control of education. 10 planks, okay? We pretty much got all those under our belt here in Communist America. But this, and this is a book out of my library, I've had it for years, The World Hoax by Ernest Elmhurst. Been sharing a little bit with you from a section titled, What Communism Would Mean to the United States, to the U.S., all right? And, just diving right into it, and it would have the advantage of being in perfect accord with, quote-unquote, Talmudic law. The Talmud, many of you have heard of that by now. The new official law of the, quote, United Soviet States, close quote. Government, and which states in Baba Messiah 114:6, quote, you, meaning the Jews, are human beings, but the nations of the world are not human beings, but beasts, close quote. Well, we remember from our study of the political science textbook that a human being is defined as a politically socialized animal. That's right, humans and other animals. You become a human being when you've become politically socialized. And until you're politically socialized, and even according to the Talmud, you are still a beast. So if beasts in such numbers happen to be afflicted with disease, it continues here, our Jewish masters would not bother wasting money and time on such creatures. Of course, they'll make a lot of money. They'll spend a lot of time. Vaccines and medicine and all of that, you know, the allopathic cut, burn, and poison drugs. While mentioning machine guns, it might also happen that some few hundred former American officers wounded in the fracas incident to the establishment of the Soviet in America had hospitalized, would be taken outside on stretchers and liquidated in the same quick and efficient manner. And why not? This has been the procedure of the Jews in Russia and in Spain since 1917. So what else could American Christians expect? The right of free speech would belong exclusively to the United Soviet States officials, to their race, and their obedient servants. Now, of course, we shared with you that little bit by Nestor Webster about the trouble that they were having in England in this time period back in 1917. This, of course, this book was published in 1938. Well, let's continue. The right of free speech would belong exclusively to the United States officials, to their race, and their obedient, and United Soviet States officials, to their race and their obedient servants. It might happen that some millions of American farmers who had not agreed with the Jewish idea of wholesale government farming would have nevertheless been forced to turn their entire harvest over to the Jewish farm commissars, must die of starvation. Of course, we read that article this morning where the Zhu, Wu, and Hu were all concerned about the factories coming in on top of their farmlands. Continuing, that the doctrines of Jewish communism might bless every corner of the world. This fact would be brought to the attention of all the United Soviet States judges, who would be, without scarcely any exception, of the chosen race. Now, that's not 100%. I mean, we've got six Roman Catholics and three Jews on the Supremes. But, you know, it's getting there, closing in the gap. For who else could be trusted with the administration of the, quote, holy Talmud justice? Now, there's reasons why this book has been banned in most places, but at least it puts together a pretty cogent expression of the idea. Any such judge his name might be Louis D. Brandeis, might make the observation that since these millions of American farmers were only Christians, why should anyone care? They're just Christians anyway, you know. You throw them all in the garbage can any day, even on Passover. According to the new Talmudic law of the land, this would be quite all right. And there would be nothing anyone could do about it, for this same honorable Louis D. Brandeis had a large share in establishing a united Jewish front when he urged in his Zionism, that was a book he penned, on pages 113 to 114, you see this Elmhurst quotes his quotes and cites his sources, quote, "Organize, organize, organize, until every Jew must stand up and be counted, counted with us, or prove himself, wittingly or unwittingly, of the few who are against their own people." Close quote. Now, you wouldn't want to be labeled a self-hating Jew, see? Since the churches and their affiliated institutions would be pronounced reactionary by the new United Soviet States government, it would become of paramount necessity to cast the American mentality in a new mold, so as to eradicate permanently the silly and sentimental conceptions with which Christianity, the opium of the people, according to Lenin, the grand master of communism, had drugged the world. That's right, Christianity, the drug of the world, opium. Therefore, it would be necessary to remove from all American homes and prohibit from sale all sentimental pictures and statues of those of Christ and his followers, and replace them with pictures of real heroes, such as Marx and Engels and Lenin. Let the people pray to these gods, would be the Soviet dictator's orders, for had they not been descendants of the world's most aristocratic race and the liberators of the working classes besides? Because, therefore, the influence of the church on the American character would be considered as diametrically opposed to the spirit of Judaism, it would be necessary for the new Jewish government to sanction and openly subsidize the Jewish atheistic godless movement, which is already well underway. Well, you think, my, that's pretty strong language and everything like that, but right here on the front cover of my Penguin Classics, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, The Communist Manifesto, you find this seal, and it says, recommended for discussion among all ages by the Great Books Foundation. So I guess it becomes almost a religion. But let's go over here and visit with Dave, calling in from Montana, and say good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Will. Thanks. Hey, what I think is more scarier than communism and Marxism and all that is having insane, crazy people running the government.
I think you're absolutely right, and you hold on right there. I'm going to bring you back after this break, and we'll talk about the insane children and adolescents running our government.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, and as we like to say on the broadcast here, you know, ignorance is something we can deal with. You know, as Thomas Jefferson says, you don't take people's liberty away from them. You enlighten their ignorance through education. But one thing is for sure, there's a big difference between the ignorant and the stupid. The ignorant we can fix. The stupid, boy, that can be lethal. But back out to Dave in Montana. Dave, you made a great point there. Is that when we look at any one of these various and sundry isms and ideologies, what we're really dealing with is something that's even more dramatic than that, and that is the insanity and the absurdity of people who will buy into all of these various dialects just so they can reach their hand up for that brass ring of power.
That's right, man. And the great proof of that is that they're talking about lowering taxes and lower taxes, and in the same breath as they're bringing war to the world. How crazy is that? They're insane. They're talking about they want to make a good life here in America. We got to lower the taxes, blah, 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 blah. But yet, we're spread out all over the world in 789 military bases in 130 different countries.
Yes.
You can't have lower taxes and maintain that. A guy like me could just understand that.
Isn't it amazing, Dave, that we don't need to have a master's degree or a doctoral thesis beyond under our belt to be able to comprehend?
And then if they could, that only means that they're BSing us and they're a bunch of tyrant Nazis protecting the oil company.
Yeah, who's paying for this war in Libya, you know, and I think it's us, isn't it? I mean, look at the price of gasoline and diesel here.
Yeah, and then the same people that say we're a Christian nation, but it's okay to bring war to the world, say, oh, it's bad that gas is $4 a gallon when Europe is paying 14 bucks a gallon.
Yeah, well,
and they think we're a bunch of morons that all we want is gas and money and credit cards. Just give it to us. We don't care what you do to the world. They really think we think that. What could we do though? Right? If we do anything against these insane bastards, they're going to call us a terrorist.
Yeah, right. Food, fuel, and beverages. That's the only thing that they've got on our minds, you know, food, fuel, and beverages. And I guess then we got to throw in organized sports and local sports at the high school.
Oh, my God. The sports. If they're going to tax anybody, I say whatever arena, whatever stadium, whatever auditorium was built with tax dollars, the teams that play in them arenas and stadiums and auditoriums, they pay a tax.
Yeah.
And the players that get paid for playing in there pay a tax
exactly.
To the people that built the stadium.
Exactly.
And that's how things will come back to the people. The same with oil, man. It's to the point now. Oil got us by the neck and a gun right to our head. We got to take the power away from the oil industry. And that means we have to get rid of their protector, and our protector is our government. In the same breath as they breathe freedom to the world, they're chaining us to this archaic way of fueling the nations
with oil.
Our technology is way beyond.
That is definitely a part of it, you know. But I got an email from one of our listeners, Dave, the other day. And, you know, we look at it as oil and we think, well, oil, and that goes into our, you know, gets refined and goes into our gas tanks. And there's a tremendous amount that goes there, that's for sure. But then we also have to look around at our world. You know, we live in this cheap Chinese plastic crap land. Everything that we've got, everything we touch is made out of plastic.
Our pennies are Chinese now.
Yeah, it's all made out of plastic, you know. So no matter where you go in the grocery
store. I'm holding on to good American pennies, man. They're going to be worth money someday, the copper ones, real copper ones.
Baby, anything pre-1984, I think it is, or 82, hang on to it. It is 90% copper. I've got a jar full of them. And so, yeah, but, you know, everywhere we look, things that are made out of plastic and all of the pharmaceuticals, you know, most of that stuff is plastic derivatives too, you know. It's all out of oil-based, petroleum-based, you know, stuff. So it's even greater now. When you mention, you know, Europe, at least over there, you know, they've relaxed some of the controls a little bit, and the you know, like a Volkswagen Jetta gets 70, maybe 80 miles to the gallon. You know, that is an improvement. But over here, you know, we're supposed to, you know, still be sitting in our 57 Chevys with the 327 coming along at about eight miles to the gallon, you know. So there's a lot.
You know, if we're going to stay on oil, I say that the profits got to come back to the people. They're too powerful now. There's got to be some kind of collar put on these guys, or even nationalizing it, which it's crazy to say, but these guys got too much power.
Well, it's not entirely It's not entirely crazy to say that, Dave. You know, I mean, we could look at it from the standpoint of a populist standpoint, at least initially. You know, in order to get us off the teat and to break these companies down, we tried it before with Standard Oil. They developed the trust. They split up. They graciously split up. But then they came back under 100 different names. You know, that's the old Illuminati thing, never to be known by the same name twice.
And the pharmaceutical companies also, they're all oil companies. And then the oil companies turned into insurance companies. And then the oil companies turned into credit card companies. And then they turn, you know, they're the bankers, man. that's where it all starts from.
Exactly. And so I mean, look, we really need to go back to the government. Yeah, we need to go back to the government structure, though, because, you know, the only people really in our system that have the power to actually be able to do the things that we're talking about is Congress. And unfortunately, because the banks own Congress.
A bunch of old guys with white hair sitting in the room.
No, Dave, it doesn't matter what age they are, doesn't matter what sex they are, doesn't matter what race they are. They have the power, but the power has all been taken away from them because of this distinction that I've been drawing between this state and the state, all right? We're not operating from the standpoint of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. What we have right now is a facade. It's a charade. It's an overlay.
Right. A world government thing.
Exactly.
And see, now this is where I want to go. We can't. Everybody's afraid of this new world order. I say we got to handle it like the Sicilians did.
Exactly.
When everybody and their brother was taking over the island. So they rose up and had many a wars, many a family was wiped out, and finally they said, we can't fight it, what we got to do is get within it. We're like fish in the sea. When the sea gets rough, the fish move with the sea to survive. So you gotta get within it, and then infiltrate and start taking over that way. It's
exactly.
The only way. You have to move with the ocean.
That's the whole idea of becoming Vocal Local. So we embed within the existing system with an intent to bring this thing down, because until we can get our hands back on the reins of power, Dave, we're just going to be sucking along here, walking behind the wagon. And I know it's difficult.
Or we could defund it.
Well, you can't. Who
we got, could defund it by not making so much. Just make enough to get by.
Well, yes.
You know, they expect us to have the greed. They expect us to want to be rich, to want to have everything. So they expect everybody to bite off more than they can chew.
Well, certainly.
The only
you know,
way to fight them.
You can definitely make strides along that line. But again, we look at this understanding that it all begins with us. And so if we can realize that we were dialogued into a materialistic scientific concession, and if we can then come to a point where we can make a list, as I've said on the broadcast before, a column, on one side you list everything that you need, and on the other side you just try and list everything that you want, you'll find that our needs are few, but our wants are infinite. And so if we can look towards the things that we need and cover those bases, we'll be in a stronger position. But at the same time, Dave, I don't want us to go down to this, you know, horrific level of austerity or anything like that. There's a more effective way of doing it. If you'd like, just hang on. I'll bring you back right after this break.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've got a whole variety of stuff we can go into, but this is a stimulating conversation we're having with Dave from Montana. Folks, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. And in the previous segment, we're looking at some of the things that are coming down on us and at us. And I was trying to bring out this idea or this point that one of the things we definitely don't need to do is to become a bunch of self-hating Americans and then try to live it like we're a bunch of, you know, rats in a box. Scrubbling around in the bottom of the barrio level, I think there are lots of things that we can be doing But if we can understand that Congress is responsible for Congress is responsible for the problems that we have in this country. All right, just accept that for a second. And if this phone would ever stop ringing. But the problem is that there's no political will really in Congress to do right by the people. They are basically have their puppet strings attached to them through the established two-party political system that helped them to make their way to power. And the parties are being driven by the financiers in the background that are actually financing all of these various campaigns. The parties, together and teamed up with the American Bar Association, write the legislation along together with the various corporations to affect the goals of the people that this Congress actually represents, which is not you and not me, Dave. It's the corporations. So what we really need to do in this is to break this cycle. It's a horrid cycle that has caused us nothing but grief. We need to restore the political will in Congress to do the right thing. Why? Well, because Congress has the power to be able to do investigations and to impeach and to do a variety of things, all the tools that our founders envisioned for them. But we haven't had access to that for 120 years or longer.
Right,
and this we need to have back.
Paid off.
Yes, exactly.
They're paid off by the powers that be that run the show. But I wasn't talking about everybody be poor. Like, what I was trying to say is to avoid these corporations and not give them our money by like more gardening, more taking care of the single land, the owner of, you know, the little farmer, you know, and people helping that farmer with his land so that we could avoid these big food chains. And if we group together for like 2 years and made sure everybody was being fed and taken care of, and you know, like with the, but I don't know if it could work, because people don't want to give to get freedom. They think somebody's going to hand them freedom, you know.
And unfortunately, Dave, we're going to have to hand them their freedom, because otherwise the New World Order is simply going to hand them their head. Now, I can understand and appreciate, having gardened and having lived in the country for a long time, the efficacy of doing what you're suggesting. But what I'm also saying is that while we're doing that, while we're all out there, you know, becoming self-reliant and rebuilding and reinvigorating the rugged individualism.
Well, just making that gap.
Well, hold on a second.
You speak of.
Yeah, but hold on a second here. Because what I'm getting at is that while we're doing these things, you know, we're out there gardening and we're learning how to do, you know, water culture and aquaculture and all this other stuff. While we're doing all that, the horse is running away with the cart, okay? And so what my plan is instead of doing that, to work diligently towards, like I say, build these local voting precinct groups, gain a majority position in all of the parties in our counties and in our states, and let's just go after the problem. Let's solve the problem, and then once we get this problem off our back, cure the disease, then we can turn around, and then we can re-express ourselves as Americans, as free men on the free land, because if you know...
The Loonies did that.
Yeah, well, as you know right now...
The Loonies did that over there in Oregon.
Yeah, as you know right now, we can go ahead and have that garden, but they've come ahead with this food security law that, you know, I can't even share my tomatoes with my next-door neighbor, for God's sakes, you know? So, I mean,
we have to be defiant.
Well, defiant.
Just do it right in their face and do it with a lot of people, man, and just say, no way are you going to stop us from giving food to one another.
Well, it's going to... It's
when I garden, that's half of my reason to garden. I love giving food away from my garden.
I know, Dave, I know. But I'm just simply saying is that the more time we spend on these other things... The more time we spend on these other things and the less time that we devote to curing the disease, the deeper disease goes.
But who wants to do that? You try to talk people in getting involved. Everyone that I know in political office, I'm suspicious of now.
Yes.
I don't want to be like them.
No.
They're garbage. I don't even want to go near it. It stinks so bad. I think... If I even hang with them people, I'll be suspicious, like being you know, the evil one, you know, and it's, I don't like walking amongst the evil ones, man.
Yes, exactly.
And then,
right.
And then they find out you're only a serf. You're only a guy that makes 30 grand a year. Who the hell do you think you are? We aren't going to listen to you. Look at it, this guy. He runs half the town. He owns 5 businesses. And he's the one that should be for us, because the serf man isn't nothing, you know. And I could do that, and I done that. I went to all them meetings, man. I stood up to them when they put me in a little group, and some guy said that we didn't know, said he's going to talk for all 4 or 5 of us to the group. And I said, no way, man, we vote you out of here.
Yeah.
And they kicked me out. They kicked me out because I got my little group to vote our little speaker out. Because I said, we're all going to speak.
That's right.
And they didn't like that.
Yeah.
And right away, I'm the bad guy, you know. And then you're cast aside.
Yeah.
So I went that route. But then again, I didn't do it with the suit and tie on. And
well, you don't have to do a suit and tie. But what we definitely need to do is we need to not stop. It's like that deep well.
They got all these facades to keep us away from the power, you know, like that. Well, you don't have the suit and tie. You speak with an accent, or you didn't go to college. And college is a ripoff, man. The whole damn education. I pay my kids lunch in cash, and the lady at the school is mad at me because she wants me. She says I'm available for the food, the lunch money, and that's the school can make money, and it's better for them if I go on the handout. And I'm telling her that's the whole problem. Lady, I don't want to do that because I could tell you that it's wrong, and I'm not doing it. See, because I got a little principle, I can't complain if I'm doing it. You know,
exactly.
You know,
that's what the
politicians do to us.
Well, see, I love your spirit, you know, Dave. And I got another call on line. I love your spirit.
All right, and, man. I love you, man. You have a great day.
What we really need
I love you, Will. You're great.
A couple more million like you. Okay, that's what we need right now. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for letting me talk, man. Right. Nobody does. You do. All right, thank you.
See ya. Okay, let's go there, go here, and let's go over to Oklahoma and say good morning to Dave in Oklahoma. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, I just wanted to say you're doing a fine job, and I wanted to ask you, what book were you quoting from concerning Judge Louis Brandeis
and
communism and so forth?
This is a book titled The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst, with an introduction by a William Dudley Pelley. And it was published back in 1938, I believe. Let me see. Copyright in 1938. Printed in the United States. And I think that you can get this book from Mystery Publications, I think. But I'm looking, and I'm not seeing any indication of where to get it. I think I got this, however, from, let me see if I can find one of their stickers. Here it is, TGS Hidden Mysteries. HiddenMysteries.com, I believe, was the bookseller that I bought it from. HiddenMysteries.com.
Right. Well, I tell you, it's such a small world because just last night I was reading online parts or excerpts of Douglas Reed's book, The Controversy of Zion.
Yes.
And I thought, and then you start reading all this, and it's just so similar, both authors. And the World Hoax by Mr. Elmhurst?
Yes, Elmhurst, E-L-M-H-U-R-S-T, Ernest F. Elmhurst.
And what? Ernest F. Elmhurst, okay.
Yeah.
I got to get my hands on that.
Well, it's a very interesting book, and there are many of them out there that are like this. There's another publisher. Let me just reach over here. There's another publisher that I could bring to your attention. It's Kessinger Publishing Rare Reprints. Kessinger Publishing, K-E-S-S-I-N-G-E-R, Publishing Rare Reprints. I've got a bunch of their books in my library, and what these are photographic reprints of books that are otherwise out of print and out of circulation. So I guess what they do is they just digitize them and then pop them into their press and make copies on demand. And it's a great way of getting books that are hard to find otherwise.
Right, right. Well, I just had to know the name of that book. And other than that, I just want to say I appreciate you and Oracle Broadcasting. You guys have me as a pretty continual listener. Mainstream news just doesn't cut it anymore.
Sure does.
You have a good day.
You too. Thanks so much for calling in.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the Oracle Broadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And certainly as Dave from Montana was bringing out, you know, as those of you that have listened to this broadcast for any length of time at all understand, I look at all of these various different sects, tongues, tribes, creeds, religions, and so on and so forth from a slightly different standpoint, in that I realize the irresistible power of that brass ring of power that hangs over the heads of just about everybody. And when a people or a man reaches up for that brass ring of power, when he gets it in his heart, it doesn't matter whether you're in Togo or Lesotho or Zimbabwe or wherever you are on the planet's surface, once you start getting that desire for power, you know, it just kind of like creeps in on you. And you start reaching for that brass ring of power, as I've stated in the past, you know, don't be surprised if you feel somebody's hand helping you at your wrist, you know, or somebody with a Masonic grip on your elbow, helping to lift you up to that brass ring of power. But just like a steel rod in the Arctic, in the middle of the winter at 60 degrees below zero, you take your flesh and you touch it on that steel rod, you'll have to send somebody for a cup of warm water to pour on your hand so that you can come off there without leaving flesh and blood behind. And that's the way this brass ring of power is. It grabs you. And so we can look at it from the standpoint of, you know, Jews and Jesuits, which may be the same anyway, the Murano Jew, we don't need to go into all of that. But, you look at it from the standpoint of who's who and who's what, that there are lots of people, even today, look at it, I mean, you know, people they come into power, you know, the elected president, Jorge Bush, you know, and the first thing you know, he's over there, he's kneeling at the feet of the Pope, kissing his toe or sucking on his ring, and then in the next week he's got a yarmulke on, he's over crying at the Wailing Wall. Go figure to that one, right? Well, you know, and if that's not going to do it enough, then they see him, oh, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger over there holding hands and hugging the Rothschilds. You know, it's kind of the way it goes. You know, you have to go and visit with AIPAC and so on. You got to go to the power centers to get your blessing. But if you're going to reach for power, it don't make any difference, honey, where you're from, who you are. All right? And there are a lot of people in this world, and now with the power of the Internet, there are a lot of even Jews and even the Catholics are starting to reevaluate some of this stuff. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Spiegel used to say on his broadcast, University of the Air, you just say, hey, if your mom is a Jew, you're a Jew, all right? All right, well, that's fine. But Judaism is not a race, it's a belief system, all right? And so just because you happen to be born into a Jewish family doesn't mean that you can't turn from it, you know? Shake the dust off your sandals and move on down the road. From such, turn away. You can turn away from things. There have been various things in my life that I've turned away from, and I didn't die from it. So there's things you can turn away from. Once you realize that you're going after the wrong thing, you can turn from that. It's all right. No shame. And there's a lot of people out there, Jew, Gentile, Greek, the whole nine yards, that are turning. But we come back to these kind of documents because we want to understand how it was that we got into this predicament in the first place. You know? And as I've tried to bring forward, and even with Dave on his phone call from Montana, is that, yeah, you know, we could go back and try on this, pioneering spirit and make a garden and do all of those sort of things. But every minute when we give our energy to that, we allow the disease to continue to metastasize within the very body politic. And so my effort was, and I was, you know, right where Dave is, maybe mentally. I'm living on a little farm, you know, got 40 acres there, putting up hay on a regular basis, big hen flock, you know, laying flock of hens and raising eggs and for that and for my table and getting all my water from, you know, the drain off the barn roof, drinking rainwater, you know, carrying my poop out of the house in a bucket and those sort of things, you know, just living real close, composting, you know, running a tractor, enjoying the sunshine, you know, picking the ticks off my crotch, that sort of stuff that you do in Southwest Missouri, cutting firewood, heating entirely with, you know, wood, heat and all that, learning how to blacksmith and doing all those things. It was fantastic. But unfortunately, I was aware of what was going on in the geopolitical scene and in religion. And the more I thought about it, the more I despised what I was doing. Because I felt like I was so selfish to know what I know and to not share it with other people. To know what I know and understand, at least I think I do, and to not do something about it. Yeah, I don't have children. I'm not married. All right? And so it doesn't make a lot of difference, you know, if I die tomorrow or die this afternoon, I'm just going to be gone and that's the end of it. But there's other people. Now, I didn't come here instantaneously. I wasn't dropped out of space, you know, by the stork or something like that. My ancestors have been on this continent from before the founding of the United States of America, the Constitution thereof, before the Continental Congress, before the Declaration of Independence. My people have been on this continent. All right. So I feel as though if I turn my back on this time in the 12th hour, I'm really just turning my back on the birthright, you know, selling myself out for a bowl of porridge. And so I come to the radio to share with you some of the historical things that I've discovered and to encourage you to get very busy right where you are, to become vocal local. And I understand the feeling, the expression that Dave has when he goes out and he tries to interface with these politicals, okay? And in the past, I've talked about this expression that I have. It doesn't make any difference even if you have to walk into the room backwards, you know, waving a willow wand, throwing salt over your shoulder. You know you're going into the den with the beast. You know you're going to go there. But until we go in there and have the courage to go into that den, you're never going to slay the dragon. All right? And so in another broadcast, I've talked about being, you know, like Lilliputians with Gulliver, you know. Like Lilliputian. So here we are, these little teeny guys, you know, individually, none of us are much. You know, not everybody has a three-piece suit, you know, so on and so forth. But individually, we're not much. But if each of us can just find a wedge, and if each of us can just fashion a small hammer, then we can go around the base of the edifice of this great monolith, and wherever and whenever we can find a crack, we just put our wedge in there and tip, tap, tip, tap, tip. Drive it in and proceed along. Make another wedge, look for another crack, stick it in there, tap, tap, tap. Somebody comes along, you see a wedge in a crack, drive in a couple more, you know, hit it a couple more times. And slowly but surely, through 1,000 taps, just like bringing down the wall, Jericho, the whole edifice will crumble. And with the power of the Internet to help us, we can reach out not just around the United States, which we are doing this morning, but we can also reach out around the entire globe. Because the same sorts of problems, the same sorts of, you know, the black nobility, Europe, they're not local to the United States. They're over there in Shanghai. They're over there in Hong Kong. They're over there in Beijing, you know. They're in Abu Dhabi. They're in London. They're in Berlin. You know, they're everywhere. And so no matter where we go, there we are. And so we have to dedicate ourselves to this idea. Freedom is popular. We've talked about it in the past. We need to understand that property is the chiefest most of all of the discussion. It was the one thing that distinguished the United States of America from all other places. People came here. Why? Because there was land, baby, and lots of it. Now, it was appropriated. There's no doubt about that. This land was conquered. That's discovering. We've talked about that in the past. No great fan of Cristobal Colombo. But anyway, the idea is this property. And then we look at the wisdom of Andrew J. Galambos, the logician, and he styles property on this way. He says, property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. And so, you know, I had stuff to go to the Communist Manifesto today, but if we can think about the abolition of private property as being the first plank of the Communist Manifesto, and we understand rightly that property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your wife is not your property. Your children are not your property. That's Sharia law. That's something else. We don't do that here. All right? That's your property. Now, what's freedom? Freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time. And the corollary must then be 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. Is that something we can grasp in our lifetime? No. It's a long goal. It's a mark that's set way high, sufficiently high enough to keep us reaching for that, for freedom rather than power, freedom rather than power, freedom rather than power. Throughout all of our lifetime, the next generation, the next, we're always moving away from tyranny and despotic systems of control, moving into greater and greater freedom. Time is circular. It's not linear, unfortunately. As children, we're taught the number line. We've talked about that before. But if you really study the number line, you'll see that even motion, when we take it snapshot by snapshot by snapshot, even motion, moving from point A to point B, is an impossibility. You've got to reach beyond the material to understand time. We have to reach beyond material to understand motion. We have to reach beyond the material to understand creation, from no thing, something. But these are some of the ideas that I'd like to advance. But certainly, when we look at the political system that is here, it's already in place. It's as if you've got a cow path that runs all the way to the top of the mountain and you're over there in the brush, beating your way through the Devil's Club. Why? There's a trail right here. Step over onto the trail and let's make good speed here. Let's make haste. We need to move quickly. 2012 approaches. And the election cycle will continue with or without your participation. We'll be back tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Extend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.